The I in the acronym Christmas represents incarnation. Day 9, Emmanuel.
In Christ, all the fullness of deity lives in bodily form. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. The reason we rejoice at Christmas is that the babe born to Mary and Joseph on the first Advent was no ordinary child. As Matthew records, this baby was the ultimate fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy of Emmanuel, God with us. The ultimate self-revelation of God to humankind, Jesus the Christ was and eternally is God incarnate, literally God in flesh. Although John's Gospel does not include a narrative of the birth and infancy of Jesus, the doctrine of the Incarnation is aptly summed up in his introduction by the words, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." The clear testimony of Scripture is that in the Incarnation, Jesus Christ was fully God and fully man. That is, he existed as the perfect unity in one person of a divine and a human nature. Paul eloquently expressed the profound truth of the Incarnation in his letter to the Philippian Christians, saying, "Your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus Christ, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross." As Theanthropus, the God-man, the spotless Lamb of God, lived a perfectly sinless human life and died a sinner's death to sufficiently atone once for all for the sins of humanity. Without both natures, Christ's payment would have been insufficient. As God, his sacrifice was sufficient to provide redemption for the sins of humankind. As man, he did what the first Adam failed to do. Says the Apostle Paul, "For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous." Or as Paul explained to the Corinthian Christians, "As in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive."